What if Charlie Sheen is telling the truth? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This has been a very entertaining week, thanks to Charlie Sheen. We've all had a good laugh. But now, here's a sobering thought. What if Charlie Sheen is actually telling the truth? What if he is actually winning? See, all the jokes assume he's delusional. This is all going to end badly, that he is Pinocchio on Pleasure Island, surrounded by candy and toys, unaware that he is slowly turning into a jackass. We assume that unlimited pleasure always has a penalty, but what if it doesn't? Suppose you could go to Pleasure Island, and instead of turning into a jackass, you just continue having a good time forever. Oh, but you say, that's bound to get boring. But you see, that's what Charlie Sheen is telling us. It's not boring, and it's not harmful. And the people who think it is are just trying to suppress their envy. He is living a carefree life, doesn't feel guilty. He's not going to confession. There's no downside. What if he's right? That's what's scary. It's almost as if a new study came out saying, never mind, smoking is actually good for you. Charlie Sheen is saying, look, there's no hell. If he were in fact going to hell, Fred Phelps and his family would be on the street outside his house demonstrating. But they're not. Maybe, since Charlie Sheen's pleasures are entirely heterosexual, God doesn't mind. He's telling us that every young man's fantasy can come true, that happiness through shallowness is achievable and doesn't require drugs. If he can keep it up, he'll be more than just a Twitter phenomenon. He'll be the founder of a new religion, the Holy Order of the Uncommitted Young Male, with Charlie Sheen as its Jesus.
And I don't think people are ready for the message that I'm delivering.
Now this is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.